We all search for happiness during these incredibly challenging times. Some of these tips I'm giving may seem simple, small, or super small, and maybe too simple to make a difference, but I can tell you if you do them every day, they're massive. We've already done two really cool tips. You can find them at YouTube pretty soon. They're also on our podcast, right? And I'm David Essel, by the way, 45 years as a counselor, coach, best-selling author, and more. And now we're going to get into number three. And number three is going to be a little different for some people. But what we found with studies that individuals that have something outside of themselves to care for that need their nurturing are happier in life. So what does that mean? It means if you got a cat, a dog, goldfish, you know, the goldfish. I remember interviewing this expert on goldfish, believe it or not, years ago, because he was talking about how goldfish brought happiness to people's lives. You know, everyone gets up in the morning and looks at the goldfish bowl and puts a little food at the top, and the goldfish comes up and everyone smiles. It's a great way to be happy, right? But he said the goldfish can live to 40 years or longer. As a matter of fact, Sylvester Stallone has a goldfish that's 40-something years of age, so it's true. Now, they have to be in a certain tank, like a regular tank for fish, tropical fish. They can't be in a bowl without any kind of air circulation. But anyway, they can grow and live that long. So that's a way to happiness. You know, I've had people that say, I can't have pets. You know, where I live, I can't even have a goldfish. And so we'll say, okay, well, then grow plants on your windowsill. That gives you something to look forward to, something to nurture, something to take care of. Do you see where I'm going here? So to be happier in life means that we have something to look forward to when we wake up every morning. Is it a cat? Is it a dog? Is it a goldfish? Is it a bunch of plants on your windowsill? Is it a small garden that you're starting to make on a windowsill or just outside your door? Like, every time you're doing something that brings a smile to your face because you're nurturing something other than yourself, there we go, our dopamine hits, our serotonin hits, happiness is the end result. Now listen, if you're in a serious situation and you're really struggling, reach out to me, whether it's stress, grief, addiction, whatever, marital issues. If you have some really serious stuff going on, let's work one-on-one together. We've been doing this work for 45 years at talkdavid.com, and we can help you. There's also 5 books available there that could help with happiness as well. I want to do this short series of videos, keep them going. So just to give you a few different ideas, if you line them up and watch them all and write down the main thought and start to apply them, it's not going to take a lot of time during the day, but you'll definitely start to feel happier. Reach out to me if I can help you one-on-one at talkdavid.com. Have a beautiful day.